AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A day of partisan agitation in the Senate over the impeachment trial of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer saying it had
nothing to do with high crimes and misdemeanors, and everything to do with helping Donald Trump on the campaign trail.
Schumer moved to dismiss the two articles of impeachment. Senator Patty Murray announced the result.
The yeas are 51, the nays are 49. The motion is to agree to. The Senate, sitting as the court of impeachment, stands adjourned sine die.
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell saying senators ignored the directions of the House to actually hold a trial.
Had no evidence, no procedure. This is a day that's not a proud day in the history of the Senate.
House Speaker Mike Johnson.
My evaluation is he's probably the least effective and I think most dangerous in terms of his policy implementations of any cabinet secretary in the history of the United States.
On his plans for the House to vote on aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, Johnson picked up the strong support of President Biden, who says passage would send a message the U.S. stands with its friends and won't let Iran or Russia succeed. In Ukraine today, the northern city of Chernihiv was hit by Russian missiles, an eight-story apartment building destroyed, at least 17 people killed. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will decide for itself whether and how to respond to Iran's major air assault, brushing off calls for restraint from allies. Iran's president warning of a massive and harsh response. Meanwhile, a Hezbollah rocket attack along Israel's border with Lebanon wounded at least 14. President Biden's promising steelworkers his administration will block the acquisition of U.S. steel by a Japanese company. He's also calling for a tripling of tariffs on Chinese steel. And the NBA's banned Toronto Raptors player Jonte Porter after a league probe found he disclosed confidential information to sports bettors and bet on games. This is AP News. The Biden administration's reimposed oil sanctions on Venezuela in response to President Nicolas Maduro's attempts to consolidate his rule. A U.S. official says any U.S. company investing in Venezuela will have 45 days to wind down operations to avoid adding uncertainty to global energy markets. Damian Troisi has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks fell on Wall Street Wednesday under the weight of sinking technology companies. The S&P 500 fell 0.6% for its fourth straight loss. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.1%, and the Nasdaq fell 1.1%. Major indexes are all headed for weekly losses. Tech stocks slumped after ASML, a major supplier to the semiconductor industry, reported weaker orders than analysts expected. That helped overshadow stronger-than-expected quarterly profit reports from United Airlines and other big companies. Treasury yields fell following a sharp tumble in oil prices. Damian Troisi, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.